Thank you for joining us for highlights from CEB's Global Talent Monitor for Q2 2016. Based on responses from more than 20,000 employees worldwide and featuring prescriptive guidance for talent-focused executives, we turned it over to CEB's HR practice leader, Brian Kropp, for more.
As we're looking at our most recent data from Global Talent Monitor, we're seeing an overall sense of warming in the global labor market, but there's two places where it's definitely cooling. The first place that we're seeing it cooling is because of the Brexit vote in the UK. It has some real serious implications for employees there. Second major theme that we're seeing is that China is no longer the hottest labor market in the world. We've got some really interesting evidence and data to that point. And the third theme that we're seeing is what's going on in the rest of the labor market across the globe, which is a definite warming as employees are starting to feel that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Let's dive into that first one about Brexit. Well, the data that we collected was actually collected right before the Brexit vote. We saw some early signs from employees about concern about what was happening in the labor market because of that political event. In fact, what we saw is the job opportunity index, the perception of whether or not I've got great opportunities as an employee, declining significantly in the UK. Employees' intent to stay declining, so they became more of a retention risk. And employees' effort declining as well as this political uncertainty unfolded. Now, we'll be collecting more data on this, and in the next quarter, we'll be able to share with you some more implications of the Brexit vote. But it's clear to say that most employees in the UK right now are experiencing an enormous amount of uncertainty about their career because of that political event. Now, what a lot of executives want to do for their workforce because of this is to promise stability, to say we've gotten through a tough time, and what we want to do going forward is be a stable organization where things will be okay going forward. And in your gut, that feels like the right thing to do. But it's actually one of the worst things you could possibly do. What we found is that when organizations or executives promise stability to the workforce, but fail to deliver, it's actually the most disengaging thing that you can do for your employees. Instead, what executives need to be doing is something different. One, they need to shift their conversation from what roles or jobs people have to what objectives the organization now needs to accomplish, to start to become much more objective-focused. And second, during these periods of uncertainty, employees become very risk-averse. They're afraid to try new things. So executives need to encourage their employees to take good, smart risks within their organization to make sure it stays innovative during this period of uncertainty. The second major trend that we're seeing is that China is no longer the hottest labor market out there. The data that we have that best points to this is something that we've been tracking since about 2006, which is the expected merit increase that employees in China have. Back from 2006 to roughly 2010, the average employee expected about a 10% annual wage increase. But that number has fallen dramatically across the last couple of years. In 2014, that number had gone down to a 5% merit increase. In 2015, it was 4%. And in the most recent quarter, it's actually 3%. Not only has that number declined pretty dramatically across the last several years, it's actually now below the global average of about 3.5%. One of the big implications here is that China is no longer the hottest labor market. Other places like the Philippines, other parts of Southeast Asia, parts of Latin America have become much more competitive and much hotter for talent than China is right now. Now, this has real implications for executives who have a significant workforce in China. In the past several years, most organizations have planned and budgeted for 8 to 9% wage increases. But if you're continuing to follow through with that sort of wage increase, you're not actually improving the productivity or retention levels of the employees that you have. And in fact, you're going to start overpaying in that market. So by simply continuing to have the same year-on-year merit increases, you're actually making your organization less competitive. Our advice for executives there is to take a hard look at the merit increases that you're planning for next year to see if they're actually consistent with what's going on in the labor market rather than simply replicating what you've done the last couple of years. The third major trend that we're seeing is the sense that PR is becoming the new HR, or depending upon your point of view, perhaps HR is becoming the new PR. What do we mean by that? One of the major themes that we've seen across the last couple of years, and certainly is accentuated in the most recent quarter, is that the thing that employees are looking for is new career opportunities. when we look at the top reasons why people turn over, some of the biggest drivers of disengagement, the reasons why they accept jobs at new companies, it's about new career opportunities. Now, that's a trend that we've seen in the last several quarters, if not last couple of years. But in the last couple of years, what a lot of employees have felt is that while I want new career opportunities that might not exist at my organization, they probably don't exist in the labor market at all. What's different now is that organizations have really ramped up their communication to the labor market about what opportunities look like in their organization. A couple of examples. Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan Chase in the last quarter has shared a lot of information about how they're increasing the wage rates of their lowest paid employees to $15 an hour. Starbucks has done something similar. Walmart recently announced that they're going to be spending $1.5 billion to increase the wages and to provide training and development opportunities for their employees. These are great things that those organizations are doing to help engage their workforce. But there's an implication for everyone else. When your employees see these messages, get this information from other organizations, the perception that it creates for them is that opportunities, in fact, are greener on the other side of the fence, that they are better at other organizations. So while they've wanted these new opportunities, in the past they felt they didn't exist in other places, now that they get these messages, they start to believe they are better at other companies, which will dramatically improve or increase their likelihood of turnover. Again, there's several implications here for talent-focused executives. The first is that you really need to focus on ensuring that you've got a robust internal labor market to help employees move across the organization and get those new opportunities and get those new experiences. Second, in order to make that happen, really need to focus on building awareness through improved communication, through working with your managers and leaders to let people know that moving jobs and changing jobs within the organization is actually a good thing. One of the focus groups that we ran when we were talking about this issue really revealed some interesting information. One of the people that we talked to made this comment, which is, it's easier for me to quit my job at my current company and go find a job at another company than it is to find another job at my current company. That lack of awareness, lack of internal labor market, really becomes a greater risk as other organizations become much more communicative about how they're talking about what jobs and opportunities look like in their own organization. To get more information and see more details about what's happening in the global labor market in the most recent quarter, please see cbglobal.com/globaltalentmonitor.